After an unprecedented number of weather-related closures, Milwaukee Public Schools is adjusting its calendar for the rest of the school year. WUWM education reporter Emily Files has details.
Extreme weather caused Milwaukee Public Schools to cancel class a total of 6 days so far this winter. Superintendent Keith Posley says in his 30 years working in various positions with the district, he's never seen this many school cancellations in such a short period of time.
It is very unusual. As my memory serves me correctly, I can remember a total of 4 days 1 year, and on another year, I can remember a total of 3 days.
Schools across Wisconsin temporarily closed their doors at the end of January when a polar vortex delivered dangerously cold temperatures. Snowstorms have also prompted districts to call off school, including one that hit last week. Posley says the decision for MPS to cancel school is usually made in the early morning hours after checking with City Public Works, the transit system, and other school districts.
The decision to remain open or closed due to weather never is an easy one. We're looking at the safety and well-being of our staff and students, and we have to determine whether we can whether the streets are plowed. There's just a number of factors that goes into it.
The state requires schools to provide a certain number of instructional hours per year. Posley says MPS could accommodate 2 or 3 snow days without making major adjustments. But 6 days like this winter is a different story. The school schedule changes get a little confusing because MPS students are on 3 different calendars. For most students, school days will be extended by 5 minutes starting next week. For some high schoolers, 12 minutes will be added to the end of each day. The last day of school for students is getting pushed back by 1 day. There are no changes to spring break. Teachers will get less time for professional development. Days originally dedicated to staff development, including today, are now regular school days. Amy Mizialko says the calendar adjustments raise concerns for some of the district's lowest paid employees. Mizialko is president of the Milwaukee Teachers Union.
It's one thing to put forward a calendar that shows how students' instructional minutes are going to be made up, but there needed to be an accompanying budget adjustment that would allow for compensation.
Mizialko says MPS paraprofessionals who are salaried classroom aides are now expected to work on a few days they originally had off with no guarantee of additional pay. She's also worried about hourly employees who went without compensation during snow days. An MPS spokesperson says the district is working on a plan to reconcile pay for employees whose paychecks were affected by the inclement weather. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.